You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Friday night Dundalk podcast. I'm Andy Holding. We're going to be taking a look at an 8 race card here this evening, beginning at 5:20, ending at 8:45. Not too many stars on show, but plenty of familiar names that we all have come to love over the last few months. So hopefully we can back a few winners tonight on the last of their meetings in April until we move on to two more in May. And then we're done and dusted for the time being. Right, on to the first race then, which is a 5:20. Quite a few nice horses on show here. Two-year-olds, of course, and we certainly should start with taking a look at that race on the 7th of April that Cerici took, and she beat Spirit Power, and it's a good chance that either one of these two tonight will figure very, very prominently, of course, unless the Aidan O'Brien horse, Mount Wellington, he's any good at the first time of asking. It was a decent time figure as well, produced by Fozzie Stacks Charge in beating Joseph O'Brien's individual. The pair of them pull well clear. I've got a sneaky feeling, however, that Spirit Power could just turn around the form here tonight. I thought he ran with a degree of greenness on that occasion, and he certainly didn't help Donica O'Brien by not engaging his mind in the last couple of furlongs. But hopefully with that run under his belt, this colt by Swiss Spirit can prove a little bit more professional this evening and maybe turn around the form with the filly at the second time of asking. So around about the 2-1 mark this morning, Spirit Power gains a tentative vote in race number one.
Race two.
On to race two then, which is a 6-furlong claimer coming up at 5:55. No doubt Rivellino will be a very short price here to take this. This looks a massive drop down in class, considering this horse was rated in the hundreds in his pomp, of course, when he was trained by Carl Burke, and he got many good, decent performances under his belt, including a couple of listed prizes at Lingfield. But how the mighty fall, and he's seen running in a Mickey Mouse race here at Ireland's only all-weather venue. He didn't come much ice when we saw him last on the turf, when he was 16th to 17th behind Rapid Applause at Ney, so there are one or two little question marks hanging over him. Is he going to be as good as what he was? Strategic Heist looks the obvious threat on all-known form and judged on the ratings, but once again, John Fiend's Charge has got a particularly awkward draw to overcome in stall 11. He certainly hasn't had the best stall positions in recent times. So, therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of Master Bond. From an each-way perspective, this 8-year-old, trained by John McConnell, has been in fair form over the winter. And indeed, if he runs up to the level that saw him chase out and split the atom and burn the boats here last time out, he's got bright prospects of at least making the frame at the very least. He's got a decent draw, his time figures are good, and with a decent pilot on board Shane Fowley tonight, odds around about 7-1 look quite appealing each way for a horse who is certainly up to the standard of winning a race of this nature.
Race number three.
On to race number three then, and this is the first of the competitive handicaps. It comes up at 6:25, and it's a 3-year-old affair for horses racing over 6 furlongs. The one I quite like here is Fox Dream for the Augustine Leahy stable. Didn't get home last time out over the mile. That was a bit of an aborted effort. But if you go back to its run the time before over tonight's C&D, Alfredo Arcana, the horse that beat it, is a very highly rated individual trained by David Marnay. So there was nothing wrong with that performance whatsoever. And considering that this filly made that horse pull out all the stops in the latter stages, it just shows you what level and standard she ran to on that particular occasion. The time figure of that race is pretty good. Also, the run before wasn't too shabby either, behind George Bull, and just nutted in the latter stages. Got a cracking draw as well tonight, this filly, considering she likes to go forward. So hopefully Anna O'Brien can get this filly out of the stalls, hold its position on the inside, turn into the straight in front, and then set sail for home down the middle of the track. Odds around about 6-1. Well, they make plenty of appeal, given all the positives going in her direction. So Fox Dream, quite a confident each way vote there in race three.
Race four.
On to race number four then, and we're looking at the best bet of the card here in the shape of Repair Mon. I've been following this filly in recent times, and she's been very productive for followers of the podcast. She first caught the eye 3 starts ago when she stayed on very strongly over the mile and a quarter behind 6 Silver Lane, and that certainly set her up for her success inaugural success on the 31st of March when she came from a long, long way back in the home straight in the hands of Siôn Davies to mow down her field and show a really good turn of foot for a horse of her grade and, you know, with all that stamina. So she obviously has got several strings to her bow, and she proved that in equal measure next time out when she won over 2 miles, travelling sweetly in the hands of the same pilot. And in the end, once he shook her up inside the last couple of furlongs, she readily pulled clear. Even though she's dropping back in trip tonight, we know she's handy over a mile and a half. She's nicely drawn. If she can get anywhere near this lot, turning for home, there's nothing that'll live with her down the straight here. They just haven't got the same turn of speed as what she's got. So I'm expecting her to turn the tables around with six over lane quite comfortably. And unless there's anything in that in the pile of rubble behind, then I don't really see too much trouble in her here either. So Repairmon, very, very strong vote there in race number four.
Race five.
On to race five then. Quite a decent little maiden here. Hot Harbour Beacon sets the standard on the basis of his two runs, what we saw last year at Navan, particularly his last one when he chased down Perfect Storm. He looks a horse, however, that will appreciate a better surface judged on his action, so I do think it's a wise move by Connections to bring him here tonight. Gerline's horse has been in good form in the early part of the campaign. However, I have got a little bit of a soft spot behind Cherouz, who I backed here last time out towards the back end of November. And that followed a really eye-catching run in one of the best maidens seen in Ireland towards the back end. That's six behind Cliffs of Moher and Order of the Garter. Couldn't have worked out any better. As we've seen, Order of the Garter's already won a couple of races by wide margins. And indeed, he's a strong fancy for the Irish 2,000 guineas. We haven't seen Cliffs of Moher yet, but wait until this fella comes out. You will not be disappointed. He's my horse to follow for the season. Drake Passage, who beat this horse last time out, was a horse from the John Ox camp who got plenty of experience going into that race. It was certainly no disgrace to get beat. And I do think Mickey Halford's charge will appreciate the step up in trip. So Cherouz, in the hands of Pat Smullen, is the value call there in race five.
Race number six.
On to race six then, the 7.55, which is a mile conditions race. Quite a nasty little race as well between the front three in the betting. Asking, obviously, has got to be respected off the back of that win here in the first time cheek pieces on the 31st of March. Clocking a decent speed figure as well into the bargain and beating the very consistent and good form guy, Sir Danilo, who incidentally runs in the 7.25, so keep your eye on him if you're a fancy of asking. Branchline, well, he's a really nice horse trained by Andrew Slattery, probably one of his best 3 year olds in his yard. And he should improve quite dramatically off the back of that run against listed company Tipperary towards the back end of August. He looks as though he's going to be a 3 year old through and through. But the one I quite like here is Glastonbury Song, who's quietly fancied in places to run a big race in the 2000 Guineas Trial at Leopardstown when we last saw him. Unfortunately, due to a slow start, he was a good bit back turning for home and couldn't quite get into the race. But he didn't do too badly in the latter stages, keeping on well for pressure to be never near a fifth. And a return to Dundalk could well be the key to this horse because he's got a lovely action. So Glastonbury Song, in what could be, turn out to be quite an intriguing and tactical affair, is the choice in race six.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, which is the penultimate contest coming up at 8.25. It's a mile handicap. Ran about 5-6 to 1 the field, so we're dealing with quite a competitive, difficult to fathom contest. Our Max, in my eyes, if he could learn to break and come out of the stalls correctly, he'd win one of these races standing on his head. He's got so much ability for quite a small horse, but his propensity to be, say, a little bit tardy out of the boxes is costing him dear in the latter stages. So therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of USA, who, similarly to our Max, was very tardy out of the stalls when we last saw him, so much so that he only had one horse behind him turning into the home straight. And even though he absolutely powered home, he couldn't quite come to terms with catching Elusive Approach, who was obviously much more efficiently and handily ridden further up the field. But that said, it was still a decent effort by this aging 10-year-old to show that he's still got life in those aging limbs of his. This doesn't look a particularly strong race, and if he can run to the level of that form he showed here several weeks ago, there's every chance that USA will go really close here in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 7 furlong handicap at 8.55. Quite a complex looking handicap, once again around about 5 to 1 the field. I'd certainly respect Crescendo, coming in off the back of a well-deserved victory at the 13th time of asking here in the early part of December. Heath has got plenty of form over 7 furlongs in the past, particularly against Lily's Prince. Shelby, well, he proved a revelation when dropping back in distance to 5 furlongs here last week. But considering he's been running over 1.25 miles, there shouldn't therefore be too much of an issue with him handling 2 furlongs extra here tonight. But the one I quite like here is Arborfield from the Prunella Dobbs stable. This horse is a fair model of consistency in races of this nature, and he's got a really good draw, more importantly, for a horse that likes to race prominently in stall number one. When he has been handed draws towards the inside rail in the past, he's tended to do very well because he hugs the rails, saves ground, and therefore his stamina is at least coming into question in the home straight. Hopefully he'll keep going enough to certainly get himself in the thick of the action. Around about 13-2 this morning, he looks a wise each-way investment there. The other one to mention is Shabra Emperor. Can't mention a 7 furlong handicap without mentioning the 8-year-old trained by Anthony McCann. He often finishes races off very strongly, even though, technically speaking, stall 13 isn't that favourable to many. It is to this fella because he always likes to come late, fast and wide down the outside. So the further he's drawn out, the better his chances. But the vote goes to Arborfield. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll tune in again when we're going to look at Navan's 8-race flat card on Sunday. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.